John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Just back to this article briefly, get in the Cairns Post today. It's under the heading carjackings, thefts, assaults, far north offences and where they're happening the most. Postcodes reveal crime hotspots. Look, I did mention the Cairns City of figures, so I won't go through them all again, but it's just topping the list there, most dangerous suburbs, with 4,073 offences for the year. What you would have heard the last few days was, last few weeks actually, this new fad, these little creeps. You know, they're 13 and 14, some of them, they just go and pinch a car, then they drive through the CBD, then one of them jumps out of the back seat, sometimes front seat, runs to a restaurant, grabs somebody's handbag and off they go. In other cases, they will attack a female, defenceless female, onto the concrete, handbag picked up, back into the car and gone. Now they're even jumping out of the car, running across the road and attacking females and casually getting back in the car and off they go. Stolen vehicles, we don't find the vehicles, the owners don't ever get their property back, etc. And this is a new fad. Can you believe this happening in our wonderful little city? Now, I'll cut to the chase here. It says Lake Street nightclub owner Dominic Davies, who had owned, well, he still does own, the wool shed since 1994, has previously told the Cairns Post the situation was the worst he has ever seen. This is what he said. Business owners, they're at a tipping point. We've got our own security. We can afford to do it to ensure our clients are safe. But during the day, Cairns is open for business. How would you feel if you walked into this? Well, we've talked about what's going on. We've talked about the brawling with the drunks starting at about 10:30 or 11 in the morning, already legless. We're talking about the confrontations of these people who've invaded the CBD, confronting people who are going to town to do some shopping, or they're there on holidays being called FYCs and then having demands for money under threat. And it goes on and on. The defecating, the urinating at night and not being effectively removed. It is just a catastrophe. And what's being done? Well, nothing yet. The council said, yes, we're working on it. We're working on it, on a solution. But we've been told that before and nothing effective has transpired. Now, Dominic's on the line. He's the managing director of the Woolshed. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, John. And everything you said accurately reflects my thoughts.
No improvements in recent years or months?
It's the worst it's been, and look, there's been slow to be a realisation amongst both the council and the state government that there is a problem. Council have taken the lead and they've taken the initiative to put out this plan, and to their credit, they've got someone working on it full-time to pull all the various bodies together. And I agree with what you said, that we've heard it all before, but look, this is the best effort I've seen, and I've met with the gentleman in charge who's senior and he speaks sense. And I want to, up front, all these factors are state government responsibility.
Yeah.
And the responsibility falls squarely and fairly in Michael Healy's lap, and it's deteriorated on his watch, and I'm hopeful that he'll take a real lead on this. It's clear to me the police don't have the legislation to deal with all of with this, and so, you know, last week there's a young kid criming, just walking the streets, abusive, et cetera, et cetera. You wouldn't say anything because they'll probably throw a punch at you.
Yeah.
Mainly teenage girls.
Yeah.
And so I ring the camera room, they send the police or the council paid officers to sort it out. Virtually the same time, mid-afternoon, next day, exactly the same crew of kids.
Mm.
And so, you know, the various welfare agencies and what have you are failing them. One thing I want to explain to you, John, our CBD lies in a safe night precinct, which gives police the ability to ban people from the CBD that are affected by alcohol and, you know, cause some sort of a disruption, whether it be violent or drunk and disorderly. That legislation is state government, and there's only about five SNPs, as they call them. We've got one in the city. It's not time sensitive, so there's the ability to ban these people, really the over 18s, from the CBD. So there's a mechanism there ready to go, and the Liquor Accord people are working towards facilitating that. And so hopefully there'll be some good news on the horizon. The youths, I don't really have, this is a new problem, and I can't say that I've got a great deal of experience or expertise to share with you in that area other than my observations. And we haven't had any of those incidents that you explained, but that's perhaps because we don't have a road in front of our premises. And they can't stop and do what, you know, steal bags and what have you. However, we do have I've got an architect working on improving our outdoor dining area to improve the safety of our patrons. And we put in a plan to council for that. Nothing major, but some minor changes, and it's on council land. Yeah. So we just got to go through the processes. And hopefully they'll improve it. Another thing that's out there, which you may or may not have read, is there's a consideration of what they call a wet area. Now, when we're moving away from the youths and back to the itinerants or rough sleepers or whatever you want to call them, they're hardened alcoholics, and that's their choice. And there's plenty of agencies there geared up to rehabilitate them if they wish. The fact of the matter is, there's all sorts. They're pushed out of their dry communities or their communities in general because of their behaviour, and they end up in Cairns. And it seems like they're getting warehoused in the CBD because it's probably better than warehousing them in a residential area. There's various cities, I believe, including Townsville and Mount Isa and some others in Queensland that have wet areas where these people can go and they can do what they want to do and without getting pushed from one area of the city to the other. Yeah. So they're out the front of my premises, or I see them, you know, walking around the CBD. I'll call the camera room and they'll get the appropriate agency to move them on. And so I'm just moving the problem out to the Esplanade or in front of someone else, Cairns Central or what, somewhere else. And so, you know, I think that warrants serious consideration yes. for the well-being of our entire community, because yeah. tourism's our major industry, and there's a lot of money being spent to get it cranked up after COVID.
Yes.
And we need to put our best foot forward ASAP, because we don't want all these people going back sharing videos of all this terrible behaviour with their mates, because those planes will start coming up empty.
Yeah. Dominic, you've spoken very, very well on these issues with a lot of clarity. Really appreciate this today. Thank you.
You're welcome, John. Let's stay optimistic and we'll all pull together and see if we can get a positive outcome for all involved.
Exactly. Very comprehensive and positive. Dominic Davies, Managing Director of the Woolshed in our CBD.